Hallelujah, hallelujah, the Lord is so many. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord God important. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 oh excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name,
how
excellent is your name. Honor to your name, O Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus, in heaven and on earth. Honor be to your name. In heaven and on earth, honor be to your name. In heaven and on earth, honor be to your name. In heaven and on earth, honor be to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. In heaven and on earth, honor be to your name. In heaven and on earth, honor be to your name. Father, we exalt you, we lift you up, we glorify you. There is none like you, O God, the invisible God, the miracle-working God. You are the God who is God. You are the God who is good. We appreciate you, O God. We lift you up, O God. We say, God, be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
I want us to pray this morning. I want us to honor the name of the Lord. I want us to magnify the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. We want God to draw men unto himself, even through the prayers for me. So the only way is by lifting up the name of the Lord. So we have to lift up the name of the Lord, and we will, as we lift his name up, he will draw men unto himself. We want men and women to be there. We want men and women to be saved. We want them to be delivered. We want men and women to have a definite encounter with God, even at the prayer summit. Therefore, let us lift up the name of the Lord concerning the prayer summit. And as we lift up the name of the Lord, he himself, according to his word, he will draw men unto him in Jesus' name. We lift your name higher. We lift your name, 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 higher. We hail your name, Jesus. 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 We lift 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 your name, Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. We lift your name, Jesus. 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 We shout hallelujah. We shout hallelujah. We shout hallelujah. We shout hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Hallelujah, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, you are the King of Kings, dependable God. Alleluia, alleluia. We hail your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Lord, we praise you, O God. We say thank you, Lord, for you are indeed our God. For you are indeed our righteousness. For you are indeed our all in all. For you are indeed our maker. For you are indeed our creator. Daddy, we thank you for all the prayer summits we've had in the past. Father, we lift up your name because only you shall be exalted. Thank you, Lord, for the many testimonies, O God. Thank you for the many deliverances. Thank you for how you have drawn men unto yourself. Father, we have come with our hearts full of thanksgiving today. Thank you for all you've done for us since the first prayer summit, O God. Father, we exalt you. Father, we appreciate you, O God. Your name says that you are our God. And because you are our God, we can rest in you. We can be confident in you that indeed we have a God who cannot be compared with another. Father, we have come to say thank you, O God. Thank you, O God, for the past prayer summit, O God. We have come to say thank you. We have come just like that. Leper that came back to say thank you, and then you made him whole. Father, we have come this morning, O God, to say thank you for all you have done for us through the prayer summit, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers you have answered, even during the prayer summit. Thank you, Lord, for delivering victories into our hands every time we meet at the prayer summit. Thank you, oh God, for delivering the captives, oh God. Thank you for setting the captives free, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for turning men and women into your kingdom at every prayer summit. Thank you, because each time we call upon you, you hear us. Thank you, because you are not an irresponsible Father. Father, we worship you today. Father, we give you all glory. To you, O God, all men shall come. To you, O God, all flesh shall return. Father, we have returned this morning with our hearts filled with thanksgiving, O God. We have come to give you thanks. We have come to give you thanks. We say, Lord, emi ko le shai shokpe. Emi ko le shai shokpe. O re ti Jesu se opo emi ko le shai shokpe. Ah, Lord, we bless you, we worship you, O God. 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 You are the covenant keeping God. You have kept your covenant, O God. Your covenant of peace, your covenant of healing, your covenant of deliverance, your covenant of moving us even to the next level. Your covenant of advancement, your covenant of progress, you have kept it with us, O God. Father, we appreciate you, O God. Father, we appreciate you, O God. Lord, we give you glory today. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we adore you, O God. We have come, O God, to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the life of Pastor Ellie. Thank you, Lord, for sparing our lives. Thank you, Lord, for saving her, O God. We bless you, Lord, for the life of the convener of the summit, Pastor Ellie, O God. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We reverence you, O God. Thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you for her testimony of salvation. Thank you because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for all our sins, O God. Thank you, O God. We thank you for the life of Pastor Ellen. We worship you. We adore you. We exalt you, O God. Thank you because despite everything, you have remained faithful. Thank you because you have found your daughter faithful. Thank you because your daughter has been obedient to your instructions, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the life of Pastor Ellen. We worship you. We adore you, O God. We say, God, we praise you. We say, Lord, we adore you. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done and you continue to do. Thank you, Lord, for all the other ministers, O God, for Pastor Ayo, for Pastor Remy, for Pastor Miracles Daddy. Lord, we bless your name, O God. We give you praise, Lord, for the various ministers you've used even in the prayer summit. Thank you for the testimonies of their lives. Thank you for the testimonies of their ministries. Thank you for the great work you are doing in their lives, O God. Father, we bless you. We worship you, O God. Thank you for the destinies you continually deliver, even at the prayer summit, O God. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. Lord, we have come to thank you. We have come to thank you this morning for the prayer summit. We say thank you for the various departments, O God. We say thank you for the children department, for the ushering department. We thank you for the choir. We thank you for the instruments for Brother Laji. We bless you, O God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done and for all you will continue to do. We bless you because indeed we will get more and more. We will increase more and more. Father, we bless your name. Father, we worship you. Father, we say, Lord, we have come to say thank you. Daddy, this morning we have come to thank you for the prayer summit that we held since the beginning, from December 2014 throughout 2015. Thank you, Lord, because yet another prayer summit approaches, oh God. We say thank you because your word says that the glory of the latter shall be more than that of the former. Thank you because you are going to express yourself in a wonderful and glorious way, even on Saturday, the 19th of March, oh God. Father, we say thank you, oh God, for all you have done. We say thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for various journeys people made, even for the prayer summit. There was no accident recorded. Thank you, oh God. There was no mishap. Thank you, Lord. There were no deaths. Thank you, oh God, because indeed the enemy planted, the enemy planned about you frustrated. Even every token of the liar, you brought every plan, you brought it even, you brought it into the open, and indeed, you gave salvation to your children. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. Father, we exalt your name. We say, Lord, we bless you. We say, Lord, we appreciate you. We say thank you for all you have done. Thank you because you've taken us from glory to glory. Thank you because your grace will continue to radiate in our lives. Thank you because all you we will continue to trust you will continue to do. Even greater, Lord, you will do unto us in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, we appreciate you. Father, we thank you because indeed, this prayer summit on Saturday, the team is running to obtain. We are going to run and we will obtain. Thank you because we will continue. You will continue with us. Thank you because according to your word says you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, because you are our God, we will rest in you. Thank you for all, oh God. Jehovah, I want to say thank you for the place we continue to use for the prayer service. Thank you because you made it available unto us. We say we bless your name for the provision for the money to rent the place. Thank you because you are taking us higher this year. Thank you because you are going to take us to better places this year. Thank you because you are going to take us to our own place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We bless your name for the people you brought to the prayer summit. Thank you because nobody goes back with empty-handed. Thank you, Lord, because as people come even to that place, they meet with you at the summit, and nobody goes back home empty. Thank you, because even if we come empty, we return full. Father, we bless your name, oh God, for the various ministrations we've had. Thank you for the various teachings, for the various prayers, for the various testimonies, for the various offerings, for the various songs, for the various things we have done, even at all the prayer summits. We worship, we've come, oh God, to say thank you. Not because we couldn't have done it by our own. It is not by our power, but our might, but it is by your Spirit. Your Spirit has continually delivered dividends unto us. Your Spirit has continually delivered goodness unto us. We worship you today. We exalt your name, O God. We magnify you, O God, concerning the prayer summit. We say thank you. We say thank you. Father, we worship you. We reverence you, O God. It has been you that has been doing it, and you've been doing good and wondrous things for us. And Lord, we'll continue to appreciate you. Lord, we'll continue to exalt your name. Thank you because no matter how difficult the situation is, when we bring it to you at the summit, you answer us. Well, thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, O God. Lord, we kneel before your throne in adoration, and we say, Lord, receive our praises today. Receive our adoration today. Receive our gratitude today in the name of Jesus. Because we are your children. Your word says you never leave us nor forsake us. Indeed, we have come to say thank you for that blessed assurance. Jesus is ours. We say we have come to say, Lord, we are grateful. We have come to say we are grateful. We have come to say we are grateful. Ah, Lord. Even sometimes we come without even any expectation in our heart. It's like, oh, it's like any other thing, any other activity. But you each time, at every summit, without any exception, you have shown that you are the convener of the summit. You have shown that even if we come without any expectation, you will return us with abundance. You will return us with testimony. You will return us with thanksgiving. Father, it has happened every time and every time. There has not been an exception. Each time we have called upon you at the prayer service, we have seen you. We have seen you. We have seen you. You are always there. A present help in time of trouble. You have daily loaded us the benefits. You have, without an exception, Father, we say, Lord, to you be the glory, to you be the adoration, to you be the praise. Father, we cannot take the glory. Nobody can share the glory with you. Nobody can share it. All honor, all adoration to your name, all glory, all reverence to your name. We reverence you, O God. We say, Lord, you are beautiful in all situations. You are too marvelous for words. You are wonderful beyond comprehension. We exalt and magnify you, O God. We say, Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We say, Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, O God. Because indeed, your word says, if we lift you up, you will draw men unto you. Thank you for always drawing men unto you. Thank you because you have just started greater things you will do. Our future is bright. Our future is assured. Our future is guaranteed in you. Because we trust in you, we will not be put to shame. Father, we commit again the prayer summit to your hand. We commit all concerning that summit to your hand. We say, indeed, it shall be a success. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we decree and declare concerning the summit of 19th March 2016. That we shall run, we shall obtain. We shall obtain your glory. We shall obtain your favor. We shall obtain directions from you. We shall obtain good news. We shall obtain goodness. We shall obtain grace in the name of Jesus. Because your word says your thoughts you have for us, they are thoughts of peace, even to give us an expected end. Lord, our expected end is in you. Our expected end is in you. We will not be put to shame. Lord, we say, far be it from us that we are put to shame. Every shame in our tomorrow, we nail them to the cross of Jesus Christ. And we say, only the Lord shall be glorified in our tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, we say, only the name of the Lord shall be exalted in our life. Only the name of the Lord shall be glorified in the name of Jesus. We say, none shall share your glory, none shall share your goodness in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every man, every woman who has attended the prayer summit before. Thank you for those who attended physically. Thank you for those who listened on radio. Thank you for those who watched on YouTube. Thank you because even continually, oh God, even each time we continue to listen to what you have said to us, Lord, we continue to give you praise. We continue to appreciate you. The word will continue even to work in our hearts and life like a hammer, breaking down to asunder everything that exalts itself against the name of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my King, I worship you, Lord, concerning the previous prayer summit. And I say, God, your name shall continually be glorified. In the name of Jesus. Father, we exalt you. Father, we lift up your name. Father, we glorify you. Thank you because what you continue to do shall be great. It shall be great, O God. Far more than we expect, you will do in the name of Jesus. far more than we expect, you will continually do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we shall continue to have victories. Victories shall be ours in the name of Jesus. The victory we have received in time past, we will not lose them in the name of Jesus. We seal the victories with the blood of Jesus. We seal our victories in the blood of Jesus. We say we shall not lose our miracles. All our testimonies shall be covered with the blood of Jesus. Lord, our testimonies will encourage others and it will bring them to Christ. Our testimonies of all the prayer summits will cause men and women to always glorify the name of the Lord. Our testimonies will be, like your word says, a deliverance. Your word says they overcame him by the word of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. We will continually overcome according to your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we are not ungrateful. Therefore, we have come to give you praise today concerning the previous prayer summit. Thank you for what you will continue to do. Thank you for what you have done. We worship you. We appreciate you. We bless your name, O God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We're going to pray now concerning the prayer summit that we're going to have on 19th March 2016. We're going to dedicate it to the Lord again. That Lord, we dedicate that prayer summit to you. In the name of Jesus, none shall be glorified. Only the name of the Lord shall be glorified. At the prayer summit on 19th of March 2016 on Saturday, we say, Lord, Lord, only your name shall be glorified at that prayer summit. We are going to meet with you, not with any man, O God. Lord, we are going to meet with you. Our heart, Lord, is filled with expectation of what you are going to do, O God. We bless your name, we worship you. We adore you, we reverence you. Father, we say, be glorified in Jesus' name. We are going to pray for the venue, the Marriott Hotel. We are going to pray that, Lord, Marriott Hotel, let's speak the glory of God over Marriott Hotel. Let's speak the glory of God over the venue. That Lord, that place, Tudor Park Marriott Hotel, will be conducive for the move of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Tudor Park Marriott Hotel, be conducive for the move of the Holy Spirit. On the 19th of March 2016, in the name of Jesus, we resist every oppression of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We resist every plan of the devil, even on that venue, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over that environment. We plead the blood of Jesus over Kent, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the roads. There'll be no accidents, there'll be no mishaps. The people will come to the venue and they will see the power of God in operation in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to pray for the presence and power of God to be in manifestation that day. That Lord, that which you have started in the previous prayer summit, you will continue. Because the Bible says the glory of the latter shall be more than that of the former. That the summit, even on Saturday, will be the greatest ever in the name of Jesus. That God will manifest himself in a greater way in the name of Jesus. That God's name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray for your presence and your power. Your presence and your power, let them be manifest, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your presence fill Marriott Park, Tudor Hotel. Let it fill even the venue. Let it fill our hearts and lives in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we say, let your presence, Lord, let it be manifest in the name of Jesus. Let your presence, let it be manifest in the name of Jesus. Let your presence, let it be manifest in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Father, we worship you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to pray for open heavens. Open heavens. That Lord, let the heavens be open. That we want a divine encounter with you. Even at that prayer summit, it's like our Shiloh. Just like Anna went and she obtained, so we will go and we will obtain. We will not go and return empty. Let us decree, you know, each person, use your mouth to decree that in the name of Jesus, heavens will be open, and I'm going to have a divine encounter with God, even at that prayer summit, in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I decree, open heavens, oh God. I say, Lord, we will go, we will obtain. We will not come back empty in the name of Jesus. We will not come back empty in the name of Jesus. We will go, we will come back rejoicing in the name of Jesus. The heavens will be opened upon us. The heavens will open over us in the name of Jesus. I pray the blood of Jesus over the heavens. I say every closed heaven be opened in the name of Jesus. Every closed heaven, every heaven that is made of brass, I command the power of God to penetrate. And let there be an opening today in the name of Jesus, that there will be no closed heaven over any of us at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel on Saturday in the name of Jesus. We continually walk in liberty. We continually walk in salvation. We continually walk in deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to pray concerning the establishment of the kingdom of God. That, Lord, establish your kingdom, Lord, in our midst in the name of Jesus. We want your will to be established. We want your kingdom to be established in our midst, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, establish your kingdom, even in the prayer summit, in the name of Jesus. We have not come of our own accord. We are going to come, Lord, to meet with you and establish your kingdom in our hearts, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Establish your kingdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Establish your glory. Establish your grace in our lives and our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Your thoughts for us, your word says, the thoughts you have for us, the thoughts of peace, even to give us a future and a hope. Lord, give us our expected end, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your will be done, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we bless your name. Father, we exalt you. Father, we give you glory. We adore you, O God. Who is like you, the King of Kings? Who is like you, the Lord of Lords? Father, we appreciate you, O God. Father, we reverence you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're going to pray for those who are the prayer coordinators, who are the preachers on that day, for divine unction. We're going to pray that, Lord, from now, even till then, Lord, we pray for divine unction in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine unction, O God. For divine unction, O God. Open our eyes, O God. Open our ears, O God. We pray for all the ministers that they will minister not of their own, not minister of their own flesh. They will minister unto you in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, we pray. Lord, they will minister, Lord, according to your unction. You will give them an unction to function in the name of Jesus. Lord, will minister of their own self in the name of Jesus. That they will decree and declare your glory and your grace in the name of Jesus. We decree your glory and your grace in the name of Jesus. None of the ministers, the minister of their own self, in the name of Jesus. None of the ministers, the minister of their own self, in the name of Jesus. We say, God, your unction, your divine unction, your divine unction to work in the supernatural. Your divine unction to work in the supernatural. Your divine unction, unction for prophetic, O God, and irresistible utterance. In the name of Jesus, that all the ministers, Lord, will walk in your wisdom. They will walk in your power. They will have an hindsight. They will have an insight. They will have the foresight to deliver the word, O God. In the name of Jesus, the word will be delivered with clarity and with power. The word will be delivered with grace and power. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. we are going to pray for all those who we have seen. That Lord, your word says, if we draw up Jesus himself will draw men unto him. We are going to pray, Lord, bring men and women into the kingdom. Bring men and women to the prayer summit. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, indeed the laborers are few. But the harvest is ripe. We are going to pray, Lord Jesus, bring men and women, even to the prayer summit. God has ordained every prayer summit for for specific people. That, Lord, all those you have ordained to come, bring them, O God. We want there to be, people to benefit from that program. We want, it's not for God. God is not doing it for himself. He's doing it for us to benefit and to be blessed. Let's pray for all the attendees. Lord, bring people into your kingdom. Let people come. Bring people in, oh God. Let's open that door. Let's open the door of Tudor Park Marriott Hotel. Let's open the gates of it to people, that people will come in. Even some of the hotel guests will come into the program in the name of Jesus. That people will come into that program in the name of Jesus. Every barrier stopping people from entering into the venue, let us cancel it to the blood of Jesus. Lord, there will be no barriers, that people will come and they will benefit from the program in the name of Jesus. Lord, there will be attendees. Bring people, oh God. You know what says, if we lift up Jesus, he will draw men unto him. Lord Jesus, you can draw, you can bring people. You've done it in time past. Bring people, oh God. Let people be delivered. Let them be set free. Let them receive an unction from you. Let them receive an unction even to be in your presence in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who will come for that program, anywhere else they are, they will be uncomfortable until they come for that program. Until they come and have a definite and a encounter with you in the name of Jesus. All those who attend will lift them up before your throne of grace. We pray, God, the blessings of obedience to be their portion in the name of Jesus. None shall leave that place the same in the name of Jesus. They will maximize their destiny moments in the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Divine power to embark on the destiny race that God will grant unto them, and they will not quit the race in the name of Jesus. They will not quit. They will not quit. They will continue to run until they obtain in the name of Jesus. With grace to obtain, the Lord will grant in the name of Jesus. The grace to obtain, the Lord will grant in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are going to pray for that program, the prayer summit, which is deemed running to obtain. Father, we are going to obtain our destiny. We are going to obtain even the glory and grace of God. Each of us, the convener, the people, the preachers, every one of us at that summit, as we are running the race, we will obtain the prize of the Lord Jesus in the name of Jesus. At the end of our race, we will be told, well done, thou good and faithful servant. None of us will fall by the wayside. We will run to win in the name of Jesus. Lord, the race of our destinies, we will win in the name of Jesus. We will run to win in the name of Jesus. We will run to win in the name of Jesus. We will not quit. We will not fail. We will not fall in the name of Jesus. Even our individual race of destinies, Lord, we will run to win. Even our collective race of, we will run to win. Every race that has been set before us, we will run to win. We receive, Lord, the divine power to embark on the destiny race, the divine power to run without quitting, the grace to run, the grace to persevere, the grace to move on until we win. We receive the divine grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say we will run to win in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, we say, Lord, you are our mighty man of war. You are our Jehovah. You are our deliverer. You are all in all. You are our El Shaddai. Because you are our God, our Lord, we are winners. We are made in your image after your likeness. We are winners and we will continue to win. We will not fail. We will not fall. We will not flutter in the name of Jesus. Your purpose and plan for us, O God, in the pathway of destiny, we shall achieve it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we glorify you. We lift up that program again into your able hands. We lift up the program again into your able hands. We say, God, let your power be available. Let your power be available. We say, let your power be available. Let the program, Lord, speak for itself and answer to his name. That men and women will run and they will win even the battle. They will win over every battle in the name of Jesus. Because your word says we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Every battle of our lives we shall win, and every respect before us we shall run, and we will win. We will obtain. We will obtain. We will obtain favor. We will obtain gladness. We'll obtain joy in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, at this point in time, we pray for all the prevailers, partners in ministry and service. We pray for all the service team, all the covenant partners. We pray for them, O God. They will not lose their portion. They will not lose their reward in the name of Jesus. Divine unction to function. You continue to grant unto them as they have continued to serve you. Let them continue, O God, and bless every of their service in the name of Jesus. Receive their offering of their services. In the name of Jesus, let it be unto you as a sweet-smelling savor. In the name of Jesus, even as the divine partners work tirelessly, as the service team work to make sure the summit is held smoothly and to the glory and honor of his name. Lord, we pray for your power and your grace upon each individual. Meet each and every one of us, Lord, at the point of our needs, O God. Let your name be glorified. Jehovah will worship you. Jehovah will exalt you. Who is like you, our God? Who is like you, our King? Father will bless you. Lord, at this point in time, we pray again for your daughter, Pastor Ellen. We pray again for Pastor Ayo. We pray again for Pastor Yomi. We pray, Lord, for Pastor Remy. We commit them again to your able hands, O God. Your word says the partakers will be the first partaker of the fruit. Now, I say the blessings of the summit, Lord, will abide on them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, they will hear from you. They will speak, O God, prophetically unto us, even at the summit, in the name of Jesus. Lord, watch over us. Watch over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let no evil befall them. Let no evil come near them, in the name of Jesus. I lift up their names. I lift up their families. I lift up their lives to you. I say, God, I lift up their service to you. Watch over, Lord, and preserve them for your coming in the name of Jesus. Preserve them for your use in the name of Jesus. Jehovah will worship you. Thank you, O God, for all the equipment we use. None of them will malfunction. None of them will spoil. In the name of Jesus, we commit every section, every unit to your able hands. All will work seamlessly and beautifully, and the glory of God will pervade the summit in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Father, we exalt your name. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. We bless you, O God. You are the prayer answering God. We bless you, O God. We are expectant of what you will do. We are expectant of what you will do. We are expectant of your glory. We are expectant of your grace. We know that greater things than this you will continue to do for us. We know that greater things than this you will do for us. Father, we worship you. Father, we exalt you. Father, we appreciate you. Can we pray in the Spirit? And let us pray that God, let's just pray in the Spirit concerning the summit in the name of Jesus. Jehovah, Lord, we cast a boroboshe de kere boroboshe, menteke di boroboshe, ni marama sande boroboshe, ni boroboshanda, lelelelelele boroboshe, boroboshanda, marama sheke, ni boroboshanda, menteke ni boroboshe, boroboshe, ni marama sheke, menteke ni boroboshanda, marama sande boroboshe, lelelelele kese boroboshinde, boroboshin taparabaseke, menteke ni boroboshe, ni marama sanda. Barabaseke niyama rama sheke lianta kana masande borobo sende momorobo shende morobo seke ni mara mama sanda rempara masanda baramaseke ni morobo shende kekekeke bi barabasaka lelelelele bose porobo shanda mama mama rama seke kekeri borobo seke dinta morobo shenda mara masamba mara mashenda la masanda mama lamba mara masanda mama rabo Shekeli, lente kerembosa, lele le mosha, lila rabaseke, rimporo moshi, kanya masanga, lele le rabasanda, rompati klebo shante klebo santa, lela moro mosi, lele bosipa, rimporo boshande momasikala, la parte klebo sheke, blessed be your name, O God. We worship you, we exalt you, we lift you. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Be lifted, bless Jesus. Oh Lord,
be lifted.
Yes, Lord. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted up. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, be lifted up. Yes. You are bigger than what people think. Jehovah, you are bigger than what people say. You are bigger than what people say. Jehovah, you are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. You are stronger than what people think. Jehovah, you are stronger than what people think. You are marvelous than what people think. Jehovah, you are marvelous than what people think. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good. You are kind. You are bigger than what people say. Some say you are good, you are kind, you are bigger than what people say. Beloved Lord, let's just give God thanks. Thank God for the servant of God who led us in the first hour, praying for the summit. Beloved, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank God for your daughter that you have used for this session. Lord, it is written that those who are given, it shall be given back unto them. Therefore, the sacrifice of our service, I decree and declare, that begins to answer for you, for a memorial before God, for your lifting, for your favor, even for your divine help to make a way for you where there is no way, for the divine grace to run your race and to finish well in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare that as you have given, it shall be given to you. Good measure, praise that, shake it together and run it over, shall men put into your bosom. God will raise men for you as you are stood for God, even on this altar this morning, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, Father, as Father Summit, Lord, thank you for open heaven. Thank you for greater grace, for greater glory. Thank you for the wonders of God. Thank you for the move of your Spirit. Thank you for equipping, empowering. Lord, thank you for preparing. Thank you for sustaining. Thank you, O God, for drawing all men unto yourself. Thank you for your face will shine upon us. Thank you because you will be present among your people. Thank you because you will do what only you can do. The andesusi atuale, that you will exceed our imagination, exceed our expectation to do the unimaginable as you begin to set man in focus of their destiny race, the God race for man. Lord, that you will equip us, you will enable us, you will empower us, you will engrace us to run the race of destiny and obtain divine results without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Beloved, I want you to turn very, very quickly with me. You will read the scripture together with me and you will just say it after me. Psalm number 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord! I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrows find a home, and the swallow builds their nest, and raises a young at a place near your altar. O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God, what joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord God of heaven armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. O God, look with favor upon Ellen Oluwafolakemi Ajimati. Mention my name if you cannot remember yours. O God, look with favor with Ellen Oluwafolakemi Ajimati today. O God, look with favor upon the Prevailers Church Network. O God, look with favor upon Rosemary this morning. O God, look with favor upon Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon Bishop Oyedepo this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon Bishop David Abioye this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon all the great men and women that labor, oh God, in your vineyard this morning. Le etua azuate. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon the covenant partners of Prevailers Church Network this week. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon every member of this commission this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon your handmaiden, upon your male servants, upon your sons and your daughters this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon Elinoluwa Folakemi Achimachi this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, United Kingdom National Prayer Summit, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord God, look with favor, Lord, upon the work of our hands. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon our businesses this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon every detail of our lives this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor upon our destiny this morning. Oh, Lord God, look with favor as we run the race of destiny today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Show favor to the one you have anointed. A single day in your court is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I will rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than leave the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. Beloved, as long as the Lord enabled me in these few days before the summit, you will hear us in the sessions that I said begin to say what you will pray about now. You say to the Lord, Lord, show me favor. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing, endlessly running. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing, endlessly running. All attending race in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Rescue my destiny by the covenant of your favor. Lord, from endless running, shadow boxing, all achieving, all attending in the race of destiny. Lord, God, show me favor. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing, from running the race of destiny without attainment. Lord, running without, Lord, results. Rescue, rescue, rescue my destiny. Zepi on the gekukuso susi atuale. Lendu susi atua. Lapio otuase. Endegege libros ote. Sipru nagazo si atua. Dendala basusia atuate. Endegege libros ote. Endegege libros ote. I say, oh Lord God, show me favor. Show me favor. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing. Lord, from unattaining race, from not achievement in the race of destiny. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing. Lord, from living and raising against the shadow, from dwelling under the shadow of my real destiny, from living under the shadow of people. Lord, from running the race that was not mine. Lord, rescue my destiny. Let your favor answer for me. 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 Let your favor answer. Let your favor answer. Let your favor answer. Let your favor answer. Zepi on diga ekustos o diato. Langli kutu zapion duena gosto. Zopriando klike kutos o diatuate. Ela pio otrus o diatuate. Langle kutoso zopron dege kutose. Isopia atuazo. On degege librus ode, isopia atuazo. On degege librus ode, isopia atuazo. Isopia atuate. Illa baba legresusi ato. Isotua atuate. As the Lord this morning, oh God my Father, let your favor answer for me. Deliver me from shadow boxing, running the race that does not deliver results according to the pattern that you have, oh God, engraved upon the womb of this week for me. Lu utubasi atuate, eso protusa atuate, endege kekutozo, uzopia atuazo, iso prondege kuzote. Lord, rescue my destiny from shadow boxing, unattaining, unachieving in the race of destiny. Rescue my destiny from shadow boxing. Rescue me, oh God, from running a vainful race. Lord, rescue my destiny, oh God, from aimlessness and a lack of achievement. The associate for Nanglo Susia, so prende que custoso sia tua, leque qua apio o tu gaso, ondi que custosote, ne plenque custosote, iso prondi que custosote, iso pia atuazo, onde que libros do ote. Ende gege librus ote, isopia atuazo. Onde gege librus ote, isopia atua, atua. Ende gege librus ote, kakusotu da baga kususiate. Ilo mengloso, susia prone, dekla kutoso. Onde gege librus ote, isopia atuazo ote. Isopia atua asu ato endegege libris ote isosia atua sapioto ondegege libris ote isopia atua asu isopia andolobrus ate istopa lek lek kutoso endegege kutoso. Beloved, somebody wants to say, by the covenant of your mercy, bring my destiny out, Lord, from the shadow of unattainment, shadow of non-achievement, shadow of frustration. Lord, bring my destiny out. Rescue my destiny. 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 Oh Lord God, my Father, let there be rescue for my destiny. Let there be rescue for my destiny. It don't be on Dokulabatwa. Then Glustosopria at to us. Beloved, say to the Lord, rescue my destiny from the shadow of man. Lord, rescue my destiny from the shadow of the territory. Lord, rescue my destiny from the shadow of infirmity. Rescue my destiny from the shadow of oppression. Let there be a rescue for my destiny. Let there be a rescue for my destiny. By the covenant of your favor, Lord, look on me, look on me, look on me by your favor. Lord, rescue my destiny, 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 rescue my destiny. Look out of the earth, by the covenant of your favor. Lord, rescue my destiny. Ozapi and Duga Kutazo. Endegeketuzote. Lekika Kutozo. Beloved, speak unto the Lord. Bekuta Azwa. Favor is given. And for the righteous, the word of the Lord make us to know that God surrounded. Psalm number 5, verse 12, God surrounded the righteous with favor, us with a shield. God surround the righteous with favor, us with a shield. The favor of God will allow God, we enable God to take the rumbled destiny, destiny that has been dilapidated, destiny that has not been achieved. Beloved, God will take it, rebuild it, redecorate it, and prepare it, and make the individual to begin to run the race of life again. That is why you and I will lift up our voices, and when we read Psalm 102, Psalm 102, and we read, we begin to say, for thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor Zion has come. But the story does not finish there. It is better for you to actually see the state of Zion. Zion was like a shadow of itself. Zion was already down to the dawn. Zion was like rubble. Zion has become like ashes, nothing to write home about. But beloved, the servants understand the role of favor in the rebuilding of Zion. The role of favor that could make, beloved, a gentle king to say to Zion, to say to them in Babylon, this is, I release you now, go back. The time of captivity is over. Go back to your own town, to your own nation. Rebuild your life. Go back. I give you all that was stolen from you. I also give you all that it takes to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem again, to rebuild the new city, to be personalities that begin to live again your dream. Live on the covenant that God has promised you. Beloved, you need to know where Zion is. Zion represents in this scripture an afflicted man. A man who was afflicted and whose destiny had been arrested. Zion represents a personality that has run into trouble but could not run because there were constraints, there were limitations, because it affects the body, affects everywhere. But beloved, then when David began to read right to us by the finger of God, troops prophetic utterance began to narrate the state of Zion. And that state could represent you, it can represent your life, it could represent the life of anyone this morning. It begins to say it will be ignorant for us to just take one verse of scripture and run with it when you lack the content. And beloved, I said to the people in church yesterday, everything that destiny we see ourselves according to the fingerprint of God, according to the divine blueprint, the tiny, weeny detail of God, and coded for us as individuals, as the race of destiny is not a separate. It's not the race of ambition. It's not the race of ambitious men. We are talking about the race of purpose. That which has been encoded from the beginning of our life before we were born. So it is God's race. And it takes discovering the Christ and discovering the one who enlisted us for the race in order for us to be able to get the divine and supernatural empowerment for the race and divine equipping for the race. And beloved, having his divine presence as we journey through the race and attaining and achieving his divine result in our race, because we are doing the running, but he has done the authoring, he has done the engraving, he has encoded and embedded in us. Beloved, all we must run and what we are running for. I am so thankful to the Almighty God that my race is different to your race. So I cannot compare my race with your race, but I can look unto Jesus who uttered my race. Beloved, I can look at the faces and the stages and the milestones in this race according to what heaven has prepared for me. Beloved, but I want you to know this morning, when you are shadow boxing, it means that some races are being run, but not with having divine clarity, divine understanding of what the real race is. Shadow boxing means when anybody shadow box, beloved, is boxing against the shadow, racing and fighting against, beloved, not the original purpose, but running and boxing against what looks like it, look alike, but not the real thing. Beloved, what it means, many of us, we have shadow boxed. It doesn't matter whether for a day, for 10 days, for 10 years, for 10 months. It really matters less how far I have shadow boxed before I came to this altar, before we walk into the summit this weekend. I want you to know that there is a deliverer in Israel that can rescue me from the shadow boxing that has led to frustration, humiliation, embarrassment, beloved, non-achievement, non-productiveness, that has led only to toiling and sweating and without results, only to hardship and without any remuneration, without achieving and attaining. A race that was run without satisfaction, a race that has been run without pleasure, beloved, a race that has been run because it was shadow boxing. You never felt that you've hit the milestone, and have you known that you have reached your goal? None. Have you known you've finished the first step, then you go to the next step, because it has led to confusion, beloved, frustration, agitation of soul, because there was a shadow boxing that was going on that God is going to rescue you in and rescue you from. For whatever reason, you have found yourself shadow boxing and never run your real race of life, regardless of what they are. Everybody said this is a rescue. There is a rescue for you. There is a rescue for your destiny. There is a rescue for you to run your real race. No shadow boxing. The only gekuzade, running with divine purpose, running with divine focus, running with Christ-centric, beloved focus. Why? Because shadow boxing is possible when the race has been based on self-desire, personal expectation, rather than God expectation. When the race has been based on I like it and I do it, a kind of mentality that is not based shadow of us, attaining results is not possible. Struggle will happen. Hardship will happen. Men might have even applauded you because you might have experienced and attained certain results, but the real results that is encoded into your life by God might not have been attained, experienced, achieved, beloved, or even embraced, or seen, or touched, or even feel. Joy might have withered in the heart of man, but I want you to know, whatever damage you have experienced, whatever else you have experienced in the rest of life, simply because it has been like shadow boxing, God will repair this week. You will restart your race. Favor will enlist you on your race. You will run not to fail. You will run not to fall. You will run not to go down. You will run not to be frustrated. You will run only to win. You will run to gain. You will not run to lose, because the favor of God will begin to answer for you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let me show you something in Psalm 102 before we go back to Psalm 84. David said, Lord, hear my prayer, listen to my plea. Don't turn away from me in my time of distress. Bend down to listen and answer quickly when I call to you. For my days disappear like smoke, and my bones burn like red hot coals. My heart is sick, withered like grass, and I have lost appetite because of my groaning. I am reduced to skin and bones. I am like an owl in the desert, like a little owl in a far off wilderness. I lie awake, lonely as a solitary bird on the roof. My enemies taunt me day after day. They mock and curse me. I eat ashes for food. My tears run down into my drink because of your anger and wrath. For you have picked me up and thrown me out. My life passes as sweetly as the evening shadows. I am withering away like grass, but you, O Lord, will sit on your throne forever. Your fame will endure to every generation. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem. And now is the time to pity her. You will arise and have mercy on Jerusalem, for now is the time to favor her. Pity, favor, mercy, delivering favor to a man that was broken, dilapidated, destiny arrested. Beloved, a mockery among men, a humiliated man, a man that has become in his destiny dysfunctional, man that can see that he started the race, but beloved, somehow he has not run the race. This man desire has nothing to joyfully look forward to. This man Zion has invested everything. But beloved, he said, not only did I see that my life passes as swiftly as the evening shadows, he said, I am withered away like grass. All the investment, beloved, it is always look like it was empty. Life looks like it was just about to fade away. Beloved, he had been mocked. He had been, beloved, so distressed that he lost appetite for food. Have you never been there? When you are running a race, when you engage in an assignment, when you think you know what you are doing, but, beloved, it was like at the end, it was deflatable achievement. Beloved, there was no real tangible result. This was a stage that David was telling us. He said, but God, you remain enthroned on high. It knows the man does not have the eternity. We don't have 500 years to run our race. David was looking at where am I according to the time of life. He said, my days are like a shadow. They were declining because every day, beloved, is pointing to the day, to the totality of our time on earth and the time frame God has put us here to achieve purpose. Every day matters, beloved. No day in the race of destiny is supposed to be wasted. David looked in this scripture about Zion, look at everything, and he could see that there is a time like time is going. There are destinies that I need to fulfill. But beloved, he ran to God. It was not a prayer of quietness. It was a real prayer. He ran to the Most High God and he said, but you, O Lord, you remain forever and ever. You sit on your throne. You cannot be displaced. You cannot be replaced. You cannot fail. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Beloved, but he has seen himself. And thy remembrance unto all generations. Generation come and go. Everybody run their race. Some we started together, they are not with us today. Some met us and they are here now. Beloved, but your race is unique to you and it has to be run according to the divine order of God. But there is a place for favor. When the praise has been run like a shadow boxing razor, when what you see that you are doing is the copy of what you are meant to be, not the original code of God, not the original plan of God, not what God wants you to run, beloved, whether you know it or you don't know, but God, by his divine favor, can reorchestrate events and begin to turn things around and take the rubble that was left over from my mistake, from your mistake, and said, I can still rebuild, I can still redo, I can still enable you to run again. Say to yourself, beloved, it is not over for me. Lord Jesus. Whether in the beginning of the race or in the middle of the race, and even to run into the final milestone of the race, favor is required. But we want to start this morning by looking at those who have already started running the race. And suddenly it looks as if, what is this, Lord? When everything looks like broken, battered, and busted, when everything looks like falling and failing, when everything does not look like there is something awful at the end of that race, when the result is not forthcoming, when you cannot see the expectation that you have at the beginning of your dream, when it looks as if, oh God, you said this, why this, Lord? I want you to know that there is hope for a tree even when it is called. At the shedding of the water, it shall brood again. And the shedding of the water this morning is the release of supernatural favor that makes my destiny, your destiny, to flourish, that makes us to obtain the result not according to man's definition of results, but according to heavenly definition of results that God has encoded, expected to see you and I deliver, realize, and experience as we run the race of life. David said, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever. Your remembrance unto all generations. You will rise and have mercy upon Jerusalem. For the time to favor are yet, the set time is come. Jerusalem was once a beautiful city, a place carved, an altar was in it for the Lord. And God said, whenever my name is called in this place, I put my name on it. He said, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive the sins of the land. I will heal that land. The one's only place become the invaded place by the enemy. They took the people of the land. They brought down the wall. It looks like everything that is done was no longer standing because there was a reason when the people turned their back away from God. But God did not leave man in their wrath. He said, I will yet return. And the people, beloved by the word of the Lord, know that in order to have a rebuilding, beloved, because the current Jerusalem was like a shadow of what it used to be. That's why when Jesus said, when he was talking about his own body and he used Jerusalem, he said, I will pull this temple down and rebuild it in 3 days. Beloved, the people know what it cost for Jerusalem to be built. They never know that was talking about the temple of his own body. John chapter number 2 said, destroy this temple. And in three days, I will raise it up again. The Jews then said, it took 40 years in a physical building. Beloved, what Jesus said, in 3 days I'm going to Calvary. I'm not talking about having a physical building. It is life now. Talking about the life of the church. As we said yesterday, building a living, becoming a living stone. The church of the living God. The house, divine cause of God, the divine destiny of God. Jesus said, I will rebuild it in 3 days. There was a compression of time. There was a divine supernatural, beloved, releases of the divine agenda of God. For the man that he created for his own purpose and for his own pleasure. Man that will do what pleases God and achieve the destiny according to eternal plan. And not according to man, a way of definition of good results. We are talking about those who we know that their rebuilding is possible with God because he orchestrated the journey of life right from the beginning. Beloved, stay with me this morning. If you know where I'm going, then you will, beloved, you will get yourself ready to ask for the favor of God. The favor of God that can take an investment in destiny that has been dilapidated. When your life, you are just 46, or you are 50-something, 32, you are 44, beloved, this morning, and you are just not yet 40, you are 26. Beloved, whatsoever your age are, 41, 45, whatever it is, when you look back at where you used to be and what you are now, beloved, and it looks as if the 40-something, 30-something, 20-something, beloved, investment has not delivered the result that you ought to have according to God's agenda. God said it can still be rebuilt, it can still be done, it can still pick it up, it can work with the mess and turn it to a message. Lift up your voice. You are saying, Lord, let the covenant favor of God answer for me. Turn the mess of my life, Lord, as a result of shadow boxing. Turn it to a message. 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 But the covenant of your favor, rescue my destiny from shadow boxing that leads to dilapidation, that leads to wastage, that leads to lack of resources, that leads to lack of attainment. Lord, rebuild my life. Rebuild my destiny. Rebuild me, oh God. But the covenant of your favor, lead us to the panong like a kutoso. It's a prodigy kutoso. It's a be atua atua. And they get a libros ode. It's a pondegag a libros ode. So you know the figurative speech that some other two was talking about is a year, beloved, a 46-year. Investment in time, in labor, in materials, in people that were engaged in construction of that temple in Jerusalem. You and I, we read it. A few verses in different scriptures that point to it, but we never pick up what it takes. Beloved, when you are raising your children and you invest time, you invest material, you invest love, you invest everything, you invest your passion, you invest the whole world into it, your expectation is for your children to turn right. Beloved, Paul will say, my children, in whom I travel until Christ be formed in you. Beloved, traveling is going into labor. It talks about labor pain. Labor is not palatable when the people in the divine order that you know God has given you. You expect it to you want to see the result in the life of the people. So everyone that's running the race has an expectation. But when the expectation is never fulfilled, when the expectation was far-fetched and it was not forthcoming, it looked as if you were running against the shadow box. Boxing is a fight. Destiny is not delivered to any man on a platter of gold. Beloved, everyone has the moment and the opportunities in life, and the beloved have the call of God inside of them to run the race. It's called the race of life. It's called the race of destiny. It's called purpose. It's called what I was doing here. If beloved God begins to paint a picture in my eyes, you cannot take a Lamborghini and put it beside it. Beloved, a bicycle, and expect them to run the same race. Lamborghini was designed for a speed, beloved, that outweighs the speed of a bike. If they were running on the same pace, they get to the same destination at the same time. It means that the Lamborghini has not run according to divine race. And if the bike gets to the same point at the same time with the Lamborghini, it means that the Lamborghini has lost time. The journey has been prolonged. The achievement has been delayed. But beloved, the bike has run its own race according to precision. So it means that if Lamborghini was running the race of a bike, was shadowing the bike race and lose sight of its own race. Possibly the Lamborghini only stopped because the bike had stopped where it stopped. And the Lamborghini could still have, because of the imbued engine and the capacity that was on it, in it to run with speed. When they know it can do 100 kilometers per hour, 100 miles per hour, and a bike can only run 10 miles per hour. So if they have the bike finishes race and it finish, the Lamborghini said the bike has parked, I'm gonna park it up here. It means that he has only shadow boxed and never attained the original intention of God. But beloved, many can applaud the Lamborghini as they applauded the bike. But beloved, it is only that vehicle in its engine know that there is something, there is a pedal it needs to press to reach the goal. Shadow boxing deliver endless results. Deliver failure at the end of the race. It deliver frustration, non-achievement, unproductiveness, which was not because any result other than the result that was imbued in the engine of the Lamborghini, it is deficient of the real result it was meant to accomplish. But if the Lamborghini driver never pressed the pedal, he would never have known that he can do some speed. You cannot put a Vauxhall beside a Mercedes and don't expect the Mercedes to press the pedal and fly. If the Vauxhall tries to fly, it begins, the wind blows it. But beloved, it's the same wind that applies to the Mercedes that applies, beloved, to the Vauxhall. They were not different winds. But the engine capacity of those vehicles determine their ability, the resilience that was built in them to be able to run according to their divine speed. And for every and get to run according to what he has been built to do. I don't know about you this morning, but beloved, however I have run this race, however you have run the race, beloved, the mark, almost there, race, but never there. However you have engaged the race, and I've given you your human desirable result, but not God's result. Beloved, I want you to know God said, when favor answers, it will rebuild, it will redo, it will re-engage, it will re-empower. Beloved, it will encourage you, it will build you up. It can take the mess and turn it to a message. It can, because the wind blows against the vehicle of destiny. Sometimes the storm can work to catch the vehicle of destiny. But beloved, there is a power of God. It's called the prevailing power of the Most High God that cannot be beaten down, that can pick you where you are, and that can reorchestrate the events, and you can begin to run your race well. If you have yoked yourself with him. David said in verse number 11, he said, my life passes as swiftly as evening shadows, and withers away like grass. If you and I will remember 1 Peter chapter number, he said in verse 25, he said, the grass withers, the flower fails, but the word of the Lord liveth and abideth forever. Because man is as a time frame on earth, not for life. But it is God who has a forever time. So there is nothing that moves God. Nothing can make God to change. God is the same yesterday, forever. But that is why we can run to him. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and thy remembrance unto all generations. When I'm gone and gone, you are still remaining. And man can never forget you. As long as we have everything created and is still here, God cannot be forgotten. That is why John told the people, the Jews, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, go and bring forth the fruit of repentance. Because God said that you are the son of Abraham. If you refuse to praise him, he said God will raise up stones so that they will praise him. You are created to praise. You are created to celebrate him in the work of your hands. In everything must honor God. And he said those who don't, he said God, as God cannot be caught in a corner, he can raise up as men. To begin to magnify is the evil out of the mouth of the beast. He has ordained praise to silence the avenger. Beloved, your destiny has a voice that speaks against the storm, against the avenger, and speaks against the troubler of our life. And you are saying to the Lord, Lord, let your favor answer on the basis of mercy. For me, let my destiny silence the voice of my mockers, the voice of the wind of adversity, the voice of the wind of oppression. pia atuate. Andike kusoto. Ozo pia atuazo. Ondegege libru zo otu kasisiate. Andegege libru zo otu. Ozo pia atuazo. Ondegege libru zo otu. Isopia atuazo. Ozo pi etuazo. Ostondegege libru zo otu. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege libru zo otu. Isopia atuazo. Ondegege kutozo. Isopia atuazo. Ilaboko tugazatua. Endegege libru zo otu. Isopia atuazo. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And you're wondering, Pastor Ellen, what do you mean that destiny speak? When your destiny find expression, it begins to speak. Beloved, because every one of our destiny, the call of God inside of man, the purpose of God that he has built to us, they have time to manifest. They were built according to time. They were appointed to manifest according to the time ordering of God. And that is why you will see that when God was speaking to Habakkuk in chapter number 2, he said, I need to call a question. He said, I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the tower. And I will keep watch to see what he will say to me. The saying of God, beloved, the voice of the Lord, the encoding of the destiny is God's expression inside of man that must find expression in the natural. He said, I will wait, I will see what he will say to me and what answer I will give as his answer. As a spokesman, the instrument of utterance, instrument of expression. When I am reproved, he said, then the Lord answered and said, write the vision down and engrave it plainly on clay, so that the one who reads it will run. The vision of God inside of you is the catalyst to what you're running. And so when you run, you're obtaining God's vision, not our own agenda. God's vision, not our own desires. So you might not like it. You might say, I prefer another. It doesn't look like that of my neighbor. Who cares whether it looks like that of your neighbor? You can come to the prevailer spirit line and you say, it doesn't sound like Pastor Chris Church or Pastor Tony's church. It doesn't have to, because my assignment is not Pastor Tony's assignment. Neither is it Pastor Chris' assignment. I am encoded for this work to run it according to divine plan and divine purpose of God. Beloved, relieve yourself from the stress. Relieve yourself from the bother that you are thinking it has to sound like Pastor whatever and do it like Pastor whatever or Brother Sarah or Sister Tony. Whatever you call them, you have a unique grace. Instead, that call inside of you is the voice of God. It's the message of God that God is delivering through your own instrument, and he has carved you, he has made you, he has framed you, simply for that. And until you run it, until you don't run the race of Brother Chris, beloved, then you will be satisfied, you will be content. Beloved, you will move in the divine face, because then he will support you. He will walk with you. Others might have been running and it looks as if you are crawling. They might have been getting the Lamborghini result, but your bike is just running according to the divine race. And others might be crawling like it looks, comparing your bike to the Lamborghini destiny. It looks as if they were crawling, but that was their race. It's not your business. But this in Isaiah, in Habakkuk chapter you. It says secret things belong to God, but those that are revealed belong to us and to our children, so that we can do the works of the Lord. The works of the Lord is the running our race according to destiny plan. And beloved, because that work belongs to God, is encoded in you. But God is the one that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure, so that the result is pleasurable and pleasing unto God. It might not, man might not applaud you for it, but who cares? Everyone has to applaud you when you don't shadow box, but you run according to your divine person. And look at verse number 3. It says, but the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, it shall not lie, though it tarry. Wait for, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. It will surely come. Destiny race is a surety that it speaks for itself. But when we have shadowed us and run the race of another, certain things might be speaking, but not your own destiny speak. That is why you don't measure achievement by numbers of people in church. You don't measure achievement by the worldly values, because it's based on the type of car you drive. Beloved, there are many people driving Lamborghini, but they were empty. Beloved, you don't know whether they borrow it, they steal it, they kill to have it. They rise upon other people to get their Lamborghini. You don't know. You just saw the big man coming far out of the big car. And everybody stared at attention forever. Ignore that passageway of that individual, because it's a shadow of his original destiny. I want you to speak to the Almighty God today. Lord, by the covenant of your mercy, favor me. Let my heaven open. Lord, reveal to me the divine secret behind my race of destiny, so that I must not shadow but run aimlessly, run without attainment, run without achievement, run without result that pleases God. Li atua asependu na nusa si atua, dengli kakutozo si atua, endeke kutozo, isoprondi kakutozo, isopia atua. Because two people are born in the same house does not have to achieve the same result. The race is different. So when you look on me and you measure me because of what my brother has achieved or what my sister has achieved, you are making a mistake. When you look at your children and you say, this one is a doctor, this one will be good as a lawyer, this one will be good as whatever, you look at another one, I say, don't think this one likes to read book at all. Why don't you find out? Habakkuk said, I'm going to watch. I really want to know. The voice of destiny is encoded inside of man. And so I must hear God for myself. I must hear God for myself. There were many virgins in the time of Mary. Mary heard God with precision, with accuracy. A destiny she must fulfill. And the first greeting in Luke chapter number 1 is a welcome to Mary that said, you were highly favored, Mary. Favor greeted Mary. And Mary received the heaven's voice about destiny. It was a destiny call. You are saying, Lord, let your covenant of favor upon my heaven to receive my destiny call, to receive my destiny. Lord, Roman glosses here to her. On the Gagalibus Oz, Isopia Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Oz, Isopia Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Oz, Isopia Atugosia, and the Gagalibus Oz, Isopia Atuaz, and the Gagalibus Oz, Isopia Atuazo, on the Gagalibus Oz. The greeting of favor upon our heaven. Luke chapter number 1, verse 28. As the angel of the Lord came unto her and said, "Hail!" There was no result. Jesus. And he said, word, he said to Peter, launch down the net. He said, Master, it's been an all-night effort. You might have put so much investment into that child, into that business, into that career, that you know, into that ministry, that God has commissioned you to do, beloved, and it looks as if it's been toiling all night. It is just about to dawn a new day for you. But favor is the key. Beloved, Jesus spoke. He experienced favor. He obtained results. But beloved, Mark chapter number 1, verse 16. Beloved, talk about a dimension of that word. Because you will see that when he got the result in Luke chapter number 5, he had great results. He should sit there. It is like you've been jobless and you now get a good job. And God gave you a good job. God knows that I give you to know so that you know that I'm the one that opened that door for you. But I just want you to know also that that job is not all that it is to your life. Before God called me to do this full-time job, I see the work that I was doing. I sat with that fellow in a 5-minute interview, and he has been having problems. Actually, I didn't apply for the job. They recommended me for the job, and I walked in for the job. And beloved, the individual asked me, how would I present this? I didn't know that that was what he was going to present to his boss. And they have been waiting on him for about 3 months. And beloved, in a nutshell, within 2 minutes, God gave me divine articulation. I told him, this is what you were meant to say. And he said, that is it. The discussion is finished. How much do you want to get? I gave a figure that I have never earned. In England, in London, I never earned it. There was no change. He didn't even receive me. Beloved, but I know in my lifetime, there is no employer that I said, I want this money that they have ever resisted me. And I get on the job, I realize that my colleagues doing the same thing don't earn how much the amount of money that they pay me. And so I will see people wanting to get that amount of money, they're putting everything, they don't give them. If they ask me, Ellen, this is how much I'm earning, how much is I said, this is what I'm earning. And they go and say, but why are we not getting it? They go, go and apply. Then don't give it to them. Then I realized it was not man, but God. When they said contractors, they're going to reduce their rates, they increased my rates. But when I got the biggest amount of money, that I don't even know what was happening to me, because in the same establishment, they've increased. I've done different things for the same establishment and getting different rates 3 times. And this one was far outweigh what I have heard. And beloved, I didn't know. But beloved, God spoke to me about going and do what I'm doing now. But I don't know the time. He made sure I got the peak. And beloved, then he came to me and said, I want you to start this. I thought it would be tomorrow. So you will see that when God called Peter, it was not a failure. He had made him succeed. And he said, Mark 1:17, he said, come and follow me and I will show you how to fish for people. That was the original intention and purpose of God, but not as a failure. He made them, he called them at the peak of their career. wants me to engage in. You want to say to the Lord, I want you to know, for Jesus to locate Peter, it is nice job, no result, because it was a shadow of what he was meant to be. It was the divine favor of God for Peter to be responsive, beloved unto Jesus. When he asked for his board, it was the divine mercy of God that made it down that some people, when they are achieving, they are irresponsible and unresponsive to God. Even when they don't achieve anything, they are still unresponsive. Unresponsive, they are more angry towards God. God is their problem. Beloved, they can say no to God. He had already given up for the day. And Jesus went into his ship and said to him, John, I'm little from the land. He was able to obey divine order. He had favor, mercy made him to respond to a person he didn't know. How can you give the birth of your life? How can you give your all to a stranger that you don't know? How can you give your vessel, your instrument of attaining and achievement, and you say you can take it? And somebody said, can you please let me? Some of us, if we don't deal with the arrogance, we will think that, no, I can't give you, I don't know you, but you don't know that your obedience is a trigger for a divine discovery of real results and being ushered into your divine destiny. I want you to lift up your voice and you are said to the Lord, Lord, by your mercy, let the covenant of your favor, Lord, activate discernment of spirit in me to know my season and understand my timing and have a positive response, Lord, to you in my season of destiny. Le apio ondu gasusiato, le kakutoso si apioto, lengli kakutoso si apioto, lengle kakutoso si atua apio ondu gasusiato. Onde gege libros do ote, isopia atugoso, isosia atuate. Onde gege libros do ote, isopia atuate, isopia atuguso tuate. Onde gege tuzote, isopio atuasa, isoprote gekutoso susia. Onde gege libros do ote, isopia atuato. Onde que é custoso, isso pia atuate, ainda que é livros ote, isso pia atuate, ainda que é custoso, onde que é livros ote, isso pia atuado, onde que é livros ote, isso pia atugoso, isso pia ainda que é livros ote. Isopia atuate, isopodogoli krasi ato, indogane libruz ote, isopia atua, atua, atogo libruz ote, entegege libruz ote, isopia atugazate, isopia atuate, isopodegege libruz ote. In the same way, beloved brethren, that Mary was not the only virgin, so also Peter was not the only fisherman in his season. He was not the only one that did not achieve results on that day. But yet, Jesus located his own boat and, beloved, he said, let me use your boat. Let me use your boat. I meet of my family that come into England, a taxi driver. I don't know him from Adam. I just knew that that chap is very kind and very nice to me. And I sat in that vehicle one day, was picking me from the airport. And the Lord began to speak to me. I said, can you draw? He said, yes, he can draw. I said, can you send me your drawings? I saw some very creative drawings that this young man had done. And I said to him, that man's name was Kobenga. And I said to that man at that time, I said to him, oh, I will pay for you to go and do some computer lessons. Because I believe you can do a lot of good work if you know about design. That is how a taxi driver, he has no business with me. I just thought he was kind. Two of such men I've met in my life. And beloved, by the grace and mercy of God, I called and made arrangement, went to that training. Beloved, even the money that that chap is earning today, I never earned it in my life. I met another taxi driver. I was going to go and do our, what do we call it? Bible studies with a family that was trusting God for children. Having a lot of miscarriages. And therefore, I asked this driver to take me. And I sat, I shared the word of the Lord. This man said, he goes to whether Aladura or Sele, one of those welcome churches. And I shared the word of the Lord with him. And he said to me, he said, Pastor, can I pick you up on your way back? I said, no, I don't know when I'm going to finish. I said, because I must reach out to this family. I didn't know that that chap was waiting downstairs. So I called him when I was departing. He said, I never left. He stayed there when I was coming down. I saw him. And I thought he was going to take me. I was living in Brixton Hill that many years ago. And this driver, instead of taking me to my home, took me to Catford. And he said to me, you must pray for my wife today. I said, why? He said, you were talking earlier in the car. He said, everything you were saying to me was my life. He said, yes, I was having affairs because I need to have a child. My wife can't have any children. And meanwhile, the place where I go to, I said, today is the last day. I'm not coming back. I said it. And I know that I finished my work in that place that day. That guy will never have picked me up again. He will never have seen my face again. Because I know that God has asked me and I have done my job in that place. And we went into that house and there is a woman in that house. Beloved, the inability to have a baby has suppressed her. Beloved, has made her feel terrible. Beloved, in the house like a servant, in the house like a woman with no voice. A lot of warfare are taking place in the house. And I shared and prayed for that fair lady. I spoke to both of them and I led that place to the glory of the Almighty God. One visit. Those who were in the same church with me will know. Twins came out of that